Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. This is your hostess, Latrice Carter, for Sister's Place Blog Talk Radio Show. Today, we have a great show for you. We have our celebrity spotlight feature with Tuan Cruz. He is an actor. He is a Chicago native from the south side of Chicago, and he's doing great things. While we wait for him to call into the show, I'll tell you guys a little bit about Tuan Cruz. I recently saw him in a play by renowned director Joan L. Ruffin. The play was If She Only Knew, and it happened Mother's Day weekend. It was a phenomenal play that I got to see him perform, and that was actually my first time seeing him perform. Good morning, Tuan. How are you?
All right. Good morning, guys.
Thank you for calling in. It's a pleasure.
Oh, no, thank you. The pleasure's all mine. Thank you.
Perfect. So what inspired you to join the world of acting?
Man, wow. Well, you know, it started when I was a kid. My mom and my aunt would take me and my cousin to these auditions, and we never understood the craft at that time. We just were like having fun with it, whatever it may be, or whatever. But as I got older, and I'm a big movie buff, and I love movies, and I love the craft of acting, I really said, you know what, I'm going to bear down. I'm going to get into this craft. I'm going to work on my skills and my image, and I'm going to get back into acting.
Okay. So can you tell us a little bit about your latest film project that you can talk about?
Let me see, which one can I talk about really quick? right now I'm currently filming a TV series. It's called Desperate. It's under Richard Galyon's Entertainment. And I play a detective. I play an officer Rico. And if you guys are familiar with John Ruffin, you know, Rich Galyon came up under John Ruffin. And, you know, the writing behind this show is unbelievable. It touches so many different people's lives in so many different ways and aspects. And it's relatable to what's going on in Chicago right now. And it's like the real deal, you know?
Okay. Now, I recently saw you for the first time in John Ruffin's play, If She Only Knew. How was that experience, and would you do theater again?
You know, it's funny, man. I'm so humbly grateful to have been cast in John Ruffin's production. And when I got the part, I was so excited because I knew I was going to learn so much working with John Ruffin. You know, he's a great director. He's a great writer. He's a great, just a man of God. And his direction, he critiques everything you do as an actor. He teaches you, workshops you, as well as you're learning in rehearsals. And so one thing I felt like I was so blessed to be a part of that. Working with those other celebrity actors or A-list actors and other actors from Chicago and singers, man, it was unbelievable. It was an unbelievable experience. It was very humbling, very exciting. And with that show, I actually landed like principal roles in all, like pretty much like the next two John Ruffin productions. So I'm excited about that.
All right, looking forward to that. What type of roles do you enjoy playing and why?
that's the crazy. Somebody asked me yesterday. I had the privilege of speaking to some kids yesterday at career day at elementary school, and one of the kids asked me that same question. And for some reason, I always get these like these bad guy roles or these characters that people do not like or whatever it may be. So I like the cop roles. They're pretty cool to play the cop roles. You know, growing up in Chicago, you know, we always had to run in with the police. I recently played on a web series, I played a hitman with a conscience, and that was pretty fun, you know, to go deep into that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
All right, like that. So who are some of your inspirations in your craft that played an influence on your career, if you can name three at least?
Definitely. I definitely can do that. First and foremost, you know, we always look up, I mean, being young and African-American from Chicago, we look up to Denzel Washington right out the door, you know, because he's one of my best actors. I like his craft, and I pay attention to a lot of the things that he does in his craft and as a person as well. You know, he carries himself off screen just as highly as he does on the screen. I look up to Will Smith. I enjoy Will Smith as well. He's a great, phenomenal actor. You know, he's been doing it for a long time. I grew up watching this guy, and to see him still doing it right now at the highest peak that he's doing is unbelievable. And also, one of my favorite actors is Tom Cruise. And that's crazy because my name is Tuan Cruise, and people often get me confused, mixed up with that guy. You know, hey, Tom Cruise. I'm like, no, I'm Tuan Cruise. But Tom Cruise, yeah, I grew up watching this guy, and, you know, he's still rocking and rolling right now to this day. And, you know, I really pay attention to a lot of things he does. And, you know, and people say he thinks all us artists are a little crazy some way, you know.
Absolutely. We all got a little cray-cray in us.
Yeah.
Who are some of your favorite directors that you would love to work with? Name at least three.
Okay. I would love to work with Steven Spielberg, like, because this dude has been doing just, man, all these movies. Like, I, again, like, just growing up, you know, and I've been watching movies my whole life, you know, so that guy, George Lucas, if I can work with, like, George Lucas, that'd be pretty cool if I'm, like, ever in a Star Wars movie. And once you make it to a Star Wars movie, you pretty much set, you go, so, you know, and then I got to work with John Singleton one day. I got to work with John Singleton one day, like, He is like the icon and just straight real movies from like African American from the hood, you know. So I gotta mess with John Singleton with it.
Okay. You know, I can see that. I can see you with John Singleton, definitely.
I can't wait.
What's next for you? Yes. So what's next for you?
Well, I just recently signed with a new management right now, and I'm excited in the direction that I'm headed with that management behind me, and they have so many great ideas. I personally do my own social media skits and, you know, different things that we do, comedy sometimes, because I studied at Second City for a little while. So a lot of people can keep up with me on social media. Check out me on Facebook at Tuan Cruise, just straight one word, at Tuan Cruise. And besides the plays I have going on with John Ruffin and Rich Gallion, man, I'm excited about what direction I'm heading in right now.
Okay, that sounds good. Well, you know,
You know something also too.
Uh-huh.
I forgot to tell you. I just recently wrote and directed and played in a short film. Me and my fiance we wrote it. It's called Looking for Love, and it's a short film. And we're going to put it in some film festivals this year, and it might be at the Genius Cisco Theater. We got our fingers crossed. We're going to pray about it. It might be at the Black Harvest Film Festival this year. So, yeah, we're going to pray for that one, you know?
We're going to pray for that and put that out there in the atmosphere and let God do his thing.
Exactly.
Absolutely. So let's end on if you could give advice to our young men and women, especially coming up in Chicago, what advice would you give to them about following their dreams and if they want to pursue acting, theater, writing, you name it?
Well, the advice I would give to someone that's trying to pursue this career, you know, coming from the hood, coming from Inglewood, coming from Chicago, first and foremost, if you can make it out of there, you can make it anywhere in life. You got to believe and you got to know that. To pursue this career, it's going to be hard. It's going to be long hours. It's going to take a lot out of you because you have to work on spiritual. You have to work on the physical. You have to work on your craft. You have to work on different techniques. But trust me, if it was easy, everyone would do it. It's not going to be easy. It's going to be hard, but it's going to be so rewarding in the end. It's going to be so much fun to see yourself on the screen, to see someone appreciate your craft, and to have people come out and show you love and support the way they do because you put those hours of work in. So don't give up. Keep going. And you never take the word no as a letdown. You take the word no from any audition or any director or anybody, take the word no as a level of learning, and you go back, and you never stop. You keep going. You keep going back. You keep going back. All it takes is one yes, and the door is open for you.
Oh, I love that advice. Thank you so much. There you guys have it. I'm actor Twan Cruz. Make sure you guys follow him on social media, on Twitter. He's on Facebook. He's on Instagram. All of his information is on our podcast, and it will be up on our website in a couple of days. So make sure you guys check him out, follow him, talented brother. I am looking forward to seeing you and more.
Thank you.
As well as on the big screen, Twan.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you guys for having me. Thank you. Yes, I received that.
Well, you have a great afternoon. Enjoy this beautiful weather and be safe.
Stay safe, Chicago. Thank you guys for having me.
All right, now. Have a good one. Well, there you have it. Actor Twan Cruz. Make sure you guys check him out on social media. Follow him on Twitter. Follow him on Facebook. Follow him on Instagram. He is such a sweetheart, and wishing him nothing but great success, great things. If you missed him in the John Ruffin production, trust me, he's, like he said, he has two more productions that he's going to be in with John Ruffin. He's working on a television series, Desperate, with Richard Galleon Entertainment. You guys got to check this brother out. Well, that's our show for this morning. This is Place Live Talk Radio Show, signing off. Peace, y'all.